With SRN News, Amrit Thomason. The Trump war on waste, fraud, and abuse in government arrives at the Department of Defense.
Staffers with Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency visited the Pentagon to get lists of the military's probationary employees. The military services each had until the end of business Tuesday to identify them. However, it's not clear all such personnel will be let go. Some might be exempted due to the critical nature of their work. Affected personnel would include civilian defense employees still new to their jobs, not uniformed military personnel. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And if you don't think America could go bankrupt, Elon Musk says you might want to reconsider. Musk, assigned by the president to head the Department of Government Efficiency, known as DOGE, says bankruptcy is a very real threat if we don't rein in government spending.
The massive waste, fraud, and abuse that has been going on, which is leading to a $2 trillion a year deficit, that's what the president was handed on Jan 20th, a $2 trillion deficit. It's insane.
Musk and President Trump sat for an interview with Fox News host Sean Hannity. Despite the growing sea of government red ink, there have actually been anti-DOGE demonstrations held around the country in recent weeks. Also on SRNNews.com, the Senate clearing the way for a confirmation vote on President Trump's nominee for FBI director. The vote on Kash Patel could come as soon as tomorrow. Meantime, another Trump cabinet nominee has won Senate approval, voting 51-45, the Senate confirming Howard Lutnick as Commerce Secretary. It's more than just cold outside. It's dangerously cold from the northern plains down into the heart of Texas. Extra care if you'll be going outside. Parts of the east bracing for a winter storm expected to dump a lot of snow as well as some ice. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 61 points. This is SRN News. A leading U.S. atheist group is reaching out.
Not content to simply try and erase Christianity from the public square in this country, the Freedom From Religion Foundation is funding an atheist billboard in Ghana. The sign reads, quote, "Don't believe in God, you are not alone," and it stands near a roadway in the city of Accra. The foundation claims it's the first ever atheist billboard in Africa. Experts don't expect the sign to change a lot of minds in Ghana, where 73% of the population is Christian and the rest Muslim. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Chinese government is warning Christian churches that they must toe the line or face the consequences. A recent statement by a Communist Party leader says comprehensive and strict governance of religion must continue, improving self-education, management, and discipline within religious circles. The government wants all expressions of faith to be brought into line with traditional Chinese culture, made subservient to Beijing. SRN News. What would the Colonel think about this? KFC moving its headquarters out of its namesake state of Kentucky.
The fried chicken company announced it will be moving its U.S. headquarters out of its home state to relocate to Texas. Yum Brands, the owner of KFC, says the move is part of its broader plan to have two permanent corporate headquarters, one in Irvine, California, and one in Plano, Texas. KFC and Pizza Hut's global teams are already based in Texas, while Taco Bell and the Habit Burger and Grills teams are located in California. KFC still plans to maintain corporate offices in Louisville. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Asked about it at a news conference the other day, President Trump says the administration will continue to restrict the AP's access to cover presidential events. This until the news agency recognizes the official renaming of the Gulf of Mexico, now known as the Gulf of America. More details, SRNNews.com.